Tom in New Windsor. I'd like to see something addressed in the news media, especially on National Public Radio, regarding Obama's foray into Africa with 3,000 of our troops for medical assistance regarding the Ebola virus. My concern is that these people stand to be themselves, subject to this virus and would only, if so, would just be bringing it back to the U.S. It's for this reason I'm opposed to this assistance, and I'd just like to hear some commentary about how this is being addressed and how it would be prevented. Thank you.
This is Sarah Gilbert from Cold Spring. I'm listening to Roundtable about ISIS and people talking about cooperation. When my son was about 2 and was a Sesame Street aficionado, I asked him to cooperate, and he said, "When grown-ups say cooperate, they mean do it my way." I don't have a lot of hope for any of this cooperation either. Thank you.
This is Kelly from Albany. I haven't been able to listen to WIMC for a while because I have my kids in the car with me a lot of the time, and you guys often have quote-unquote news stories that are really just not kid-appropriate. And so I was listening today because I don't have a kid in the car, and you guys really crossed the line. There's no possible reason that anyone could think a story about dead babies found in a squalid house qualifies as news. That doesn't advance the public. It doesn't inform the public. It does nothing other than feed people's most basic, prurient desires, and it is really, really disgusting.
Hello, my name is Jim Mathis. I live in Rhinebeck. My reason for calling you today, which is Tuesday mid-afternoon, is to offer compliments, in effect, to Steve Gottlieb and his remarks he made today. It was not only timely, but quite much on the mark.
One of the many examples in which Mr. Obama requested money that he then did not spend for what he requested it for was his $800 billion shovel-ready projects program. Republicans do not trust him to spend money that they authorize. I am Paul Nathy from New Paltz, New York.
This is Ron Clemens in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I would like to thank whoever is responsible for the clear broadcast of Mary Irish's stock market report. Now, Niskayuna, New York comes in loud and clear. I would also like to weigh in about Alan Chartok's accusation that some NPR women sound like they're 12-year-old girls. Some women on WAMC sound very young, but they also sound very good. In fact, Jessica Blaustein Marshall sounds very good because she is very good. She's an excellent broadcaster.